Imagine living in a world where your thoughts literally shape what happens to you. Not metaphorically or philosophically, but as a fundamental law of existence. This is the cornerstone of Ask and It Is Given, which presents the universe as a vast vibrational playground where our emotions and thoughts act as magnetic forces. Everything, from the chair you're sitting on to your deepest desires, exists as energy vibrating at different frequencies. When you understand this, life transforms from a series of random events into a responsive conversation between you and the universe. What makes this perspective so powerful is how it reframes our everyday experiences. That gut feeling you get when something feels off, it's not just intuition. It's your emotional guidance system alerting you that your thoughts are misaligned with what you truly want. The frustration you feel when seeing others succeed where you struggle, it's not bad luck, but a signal that you're focusing on lack rather than abundance. By recognizing these emotional signals, you gain access to the most sophisticated navigation system imaginable, one that constantly guides you toward your desires if you learn to listen. The universe operates through an elegantly simple three-step process that works whether you're conscious of it or not. First, you ask, not just through words, but through attention and focus. Every time you notice something you don't want, you automatically clarify what you do want. That moment of contrast launches what the book calls a rocket of desire into the universe. Second, the universe answers. Immediately, completely, without judgment. This isn't your work. It's handled automatically. The moment you ask, it is given. No exceptions, no delays, no worthiness evaluations. The third step, allowing, is where most of us stumble. Allowing means achieving vibrational harmony with your desire. Think of it like this. Your desire exists on a certain radio frequency, and you must tune yourself to that frequency to receive it. When you worry, doubt, or focus on the absence of what you want, you're tuned to a completely different station than your desire. What's fascinating is how this process explains why some people seem charmed while others struggle. It's not about working harder or being more deserving. It's about alignment. The person who effortlessly attracts opportunities isn't necessarily more talented or hardworking. They're simply less resistant to receiving what they want. Your emotions serve as precise guidance mechanisms, indicating how aligned you are with your desires and source energy. When you feel joy, love, or appreciation, you're fully connected to source energy. When experiencing depression, fear, or powerlessness, you're restricting that connection. That genuine excitement you feel isn't just a pleasant sensation. It's your guidance system signaling alignment. Similarly, that knot in your stomach isn't anxiety to ignore. It's feedback indicating misalignment with your true desires. Remember, emotional improvement happens gradually. Moving from depression to anger is progress, as anger contains more energy than depression. By consistently reaching for slightly better feeling thoughts, you improve your point of attraction step by step. Have you ever noticed how some people make life harder by constantly swimming upstream? The art of allowing suggests a different approach. Well-being is already flowing toward you, and your only job is to stop blocking it. Well-being isn't something you need to create, it's the natural state of the universe. Like a river, it flows constantly. Your task is to stop building dams through worry, doubt, criticism, or focusing on what's missing rather than what's present. This isn't about forced positivity or denial. It's about finding better feeling perspectives that allow well-being to flow. When stuck in traffic, you can fume about being late, resistance, or enjoy a podcast, allowing. During health challenges, you can obsess over worst-case scenarios, resistance, or focus on improvements, allowing. This approach challenges conventional wisdom about sacrifice. You cannot get sick enough to help sick people heal, nor poor enough to help others thrive. The greatest gift you can offer is your own alignment with Source, allowing you to be truly helpful and uplifting. Your thoughts are magnetic, attracting experiences that match their vibrational frequency. every thought contributes to your vibrational offering to the universe, which responds with corresponding circumstances. The universe doesn't differentiate between wanted and unwanted. It simply matches what you focus on. When you think, "I hate being in debt," while feeling that emotion, you're focusing on debt itself, and the universe responds accordingly. This is why opposing unwanted conditions often sustains them. Fighting against problems keeps our attention fixed on them. Instead of battling what we don't want, we should direct our energy toward desired solutions. Your dominant thoughts become beliefs through repetition, and these beliefs manifest as experiences. Rather than trying to monitor every thought, use your emotions as guidance to assess and adjust your thinking patterns. The book presents 22 practical processes for different emotional states and situations, each adaptable to individual needs. These techniques offer specific ways to shift your vibrational frequency. The Rampage of Appreciation maintains positive momentum when you're already feeling good. Begin with appreciating something simple, like a comfortable chair, and let that appreciation naturally expand to related subjects, creating a positive attraction spiral. Pivoting helps redirect focus from problems to solutions during mid-range emotional states like boredom or frustration. When noticing unwanted thoughts, consciously shift to desired outcomes. For example, transform "I hate this clutter" into "I love organized spaces." Moving up the emotional scale works with challenging emotions by seeking gradual improvement. Rather than forcing positivity when depressed, reach for slightly better feelings, like anger, more energetic, or boredom, less resistant. The prosperity game reshapes money beliefs through daily exercises of imagining and mentally spending increasingly larger sums, activating abundance vibrations and releasing scarcity mindsets. What if the true measure of success isn't what you accomplish or acquire, but how you feel along the way? This perspective flips conventional wisdom on its head. Joy isn't the result of achievement, it's the path to it. Behind every desire, whether for relationships, money, health, or achievement, is the belief that having it will make you feel better. Yet it's not the manifestation itself that brings joy, it's the alignment with source energy that both feels good and attracts your desires. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. The journey itself can and should be joyful, as that joy is both the purpose of life and the means by which you attract what you want. This explains why some people achieve external success yet remain unhappy, while others with modest circumstances experience profound joy. The difference isn't in what they have, but in their vibrational alignment with source energy. When you make joy your priority, everything else falls into place more easily. This doesn't mean abandoning goals or ambitions. It means pursuing them from a place of alignment rather than struggle. When you're aligned with source energy, inspired actions naturally follow, leading to achievements that feel satisfying rather than depleting.